Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can, come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them. Here I am.
Here I am.
Come on, tell him one more time.
I give myself. Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
That's a lot. Morning.
God just say, give himself to me. Brother, did you feel like that when you're walking with the Lord? You feel like to turn it all over to him. Somewhere down that line, you say, I give myself. Brother Randy, I give him to him, you know. Sisters and brothers, this is what it's about. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. What a beautiful morning. Thank God for your house, dude.
Good morning.
God bless you, brother. Good morning.
Yes.
It's always good. Come
good morning.
Like this,
oh, yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we come thanking God for his peace. We come and thanking God for his love. We come and thank God for the Holy Spirit. That, matter of fact, some of us know it woke us up this morning. He just didn't leave us there, Reverend. Brother Randy didn't leave it there. He put a mind, said, let's start this week out with praise that you give yourself
praise
to
the Lord.
You know, do you really give yourself to the Lord? Did you find ways that you know, sometimes we can find all kinds of excuses, but did you just wake up this morning and say, Lord, I'm not coming with no petition, no supplication. Lord, I just come to worship you today. You know, I give myself to you, Lord. I surrender unto you. This is the kind of love that we should have for one another, too. When God put us in places and things that allow us to minister and bring the word of God, or maybe just pray for someone. This is the platform for that. We really believe the ministry of God is so love. It has to show love. Reverend, Brother Randy, I don't know how you feel this morning, but I really thank God for his Holy Spirit. I thank God for what he has done, Brother Snuddy. You know, I thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let the Holy Spirit lead us, my brother.
That's it. In the name
of
Jesus.
Yeah. I was thinking about it. I was thinking about a little, it's nothing else, you know, we don't throw in, that we ain't going to throw in high gear, but if nothing else, we can get in the words, nothing else, you know.
And we get rolling in the right direction.
Yes, sir. Look what the words say. I'm telling you, just do this here because I'm feeling the love, y'all don't mind.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Not to hold you long, you know. This is some, you know, nothing else ain't been said no more. You might have nothing. Look how the book says over here. It says it in a few places, but look what John said over here, the writer of John, over here in chapter 21. You know, we also use this as a platform, you know. But I've learned something in this lesson that, you know, when you make a promise to God, you know, you know, making these vows to God, you got to hold on to it, brother. You know,
that's it.
You know,
that's it.
Let me do this. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come thanking you, Lord, for the word of God. Thank you for how you brought it to us this morning, Lord, how you about to present it at this time. Lord, we just ask you, let it be on the hearts of people to hear your word and do your word, Lord.
Yes.
Following in their life, Lord. Let it be a discipline to them, Lord. And when they want to do wrong, they thought about the day they woke up and you gave them another chance to have life.
The life
Hallelujah. Of Lord, that you're going away right now and you're standing preparing this place that you can receive us to you, Lord. And Lord, you said you're going to meet us there, Lord. Lord, but I just think about what the scripture said, heaven and earth will pass, but your word will remain the same, Lord. So, Lord, we're taking the word and put it in our heart, Lord, and ask you, Father God, to have your way today, Lord. Bless our heart, Lord, that we receive you in a spiritual way, Lord. As we decrease, we ask for you to increase, Lord. We love you, Lord, and ask you to forgive us any sins we have done, known and unknown sins. And we thank you from the bottom of our heart for your Son. We thank you how you gave him strength to walk this earth, Lord. And the same strength you gave him, you've given us, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Sometimes we fall short from it, Lord, but some kind of way, Lord, we find a way to ask you, Lord, to forgive us, Lord. We thank you for your redemption love, Lord, your redemption love that you have for this old cruel world, Lord. And we love you, Lord. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. You know,
again,
my brother. Again, I don't know, Yaakov, we ain't got to ride like this, but here lady, Reverend Henry, we've been talking about love.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Been around the love. See, love is a powerful thing in God's eyes. Might not be powerful in a lot of people, because some people want to love people who they want to love. They want to choose their love, but in God's eyes, we can't do it like that, Brother Randy. We can't do it like that, Brother Randy. We got to love them in spite of, you know. Even if they misuse you, Brother Randy, you still got to love them. You know, even though they love your enemy, then leave it. They're the one that hates you. You know, them that spitefully use you, he said, pray for them. You know, tell me that's love. Tell me, you know how somebody said, well, I need an example. The example was Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. He was the ultimate example. He walked this earth and man hated him because he said he came to save mankind. They can understand that because they start thinking about their thing. You know, if he comes, now they're going to start believing in him. You know, but I learned a lesson. Look what he did. He told his disciples he was going to go away, my brothers. And he said he's going to be taken to man. The man's going to talk real low on him right now. They're going to tell the man, and the man going to tell them that he blasphemed God. You know what I'm talking about? he healed on the Sabbath. Oh, he delivered the weak. He cast out demons, and he was talked about because he did a great thing like that. Because they wasn't ready for him. They said, Brother Randy, they said, give us Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. You know, let Barabbas go. Let a murderer go. And they kept our Savior. But we know the story. We believe in the story. We believe that it had to go forth just like it said. Now, I want to tell you something. You know, everybody that's walking with God, sometimes you want to tell God, I'm gonna do it. Wherever you go, I'm gonna go. Whatever you do, I'm gonna do. Peter was very, very persistent with this. Allow me to read the scripture. I want to skip down just for the sake of. But no, I'm going to do something. I'm going to hear you. Let me hear you. I'm doing it high again. Look, I'm going to start at verse 1.
No.
Man, I'm going to start at verse 1. 21 and 1. When I get to the point of love, you just stop. You hear me? Stop when I get to the point about love. And we can go over a little bit more. Look what it says. It reads like this. John 21 and 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at this mountain of the Sea of Tervans. And on this wise, he showed himself. There were together Simon. Who is this? And who? And Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael, who was a Canaan of Galilee, and the son of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. And Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fish. They say unto him, we go also with thee. And they went forth and entered into a ship immediately that night. And they could call them. They could call nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew well, him not, that it was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get somewhere when I get this one. I want to get you a little foundation before he transitioned to this love thing. But I want you to know that Jesus sometimes had to get by himself after all the things was going on, all the people was being healed by him, being cast out of him. If you ever been doing some serving for the God, Reverend Henry, sometimes after you get through preaching, you feel drained, don't you?
Yeah,
you know,
praise
like,
the Lord.
It's like you didn't put it all on the table. Your little suit got a little sweaty, you know what I'm talking about? You know, you got there, you didn't pull it off, and then don't mess around and get you something to eat, and you go to sleep right at the table like I did. You know, you didn't pull it all out, you know. Jesus had to get away. And you got the way the disciples were fishing. But they came together and said, let's go fish. And they have caught nothing all that night. And boy, Jesus saw them they saw Jesus from a far distance, seen them. And look what God did. He said, but the morning was now came. Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew him not that he was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, you have any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast thy net on the right side of the ship.
All right.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can you go with me? Cast thy net on the right side of the ship, and they shall find
on the right
it.
Side.
Look, now look at now look at this here. Now look at this. And they cast therefore now they were not able to what draw it in from the multitude of the fish. Well, I'll tell you something. If we'll follow God, and He tells us what to do, if you get an answer from God, and you follow what He said do, man, you all you're gonna do is prosper. Oh, I know about it. You know, I don't know about it. So somebody said, "What you talking about?" I'm not just talking about abandoning. If you would deny yourself and follow Him, and don't care about what people say about you, because you're walking on this side, don't you know you got there's a room at the cross for you? Oh, help me! They seen some around. They these guys are fishermen. This is what they do for lifestyle. And they never in their life had brought this much fish in one time. But just listening to the Lord. Just listening to the Lord. And I'm telling you, when you listen to the Lord, when you're already in the Lord, can you hear me? When you're already walking with the Lord, don't you know the Lord is able? Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you know the Lord, hear your prayer and answer Reverend? Look what He does.
Therefore the disciples,
look what He said, whom Jesus loved. What I said now, said unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, and for he was naked. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And did cast himself into the sea. Can I say it again? He didn't have nothing to bind him down. It's a thing that physically that what happened that you can understand that he got naked. Yeah, trust me, he did. But physically, he took off everything was going to hinder him. You know what I'm talking about? To go to the Father. That's some things we hold on to us, my brothers and sisters, and God wants us to loose it. You know what I'm talking about? Loose it. It's men's there. They're seeing this man that took off all his garments, and now he's going to see the Father. He's going to get out in that sea. Look what he says. And the other disciples came in a little ship, and therefore they now were not far from the land. But it was 200 cubits. It said, dragging the net with fishes. And soon as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coal there, and the fish lay thereon and bread. And Jesus said unto them, Bring of the fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net onto the land full of great fishes and hundreds and fifties and three. Look what he said now. And for all that were was many yet was not enough net broken. He said was not a net broken. And I love that part because, you know, they have never caught these many fishes in one night. And they drug all these fishes to the seashore and God had the fire. That was the first what? Fish fry.
They
went there and God, they had some fish fry. You know what they call it? Fish Friday. But they had a fish fry that day. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because he was hungry. He hadn't eaten a while. He wanted them to feed them, you know. They said there was 153 fishes there. You know what I'm talking about? And then Jesus said unto him, brother, he said, come and dine. And none of the disciples thirst after him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord. They didn't know. Help me, Holy Spirit. But did you know, I don't never want to be nowhere in God's service, especially, and can't feel His presence. Don't help me,
nowhere.
Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Spirit. I don't want to see nowhere that I can say we worship in God and I don't feel His presence. You know what I'm talking about? And sometimes it might not be the people you're around. It might be you because you have all these things in your mind. See, when we come in this ministry that we try to talk about God's plan, that's why we try to call ourselves, try to agenda together so we can pray and move in His spirit, not of us, out of here. Watch this now. I'm talking about not saying we're perfect, but I'm telling you that you bring phone spirits. maybe I don't know what you did Saturday. I don't know what you did Sunday. If you don't pray to God to remove them spirit, it will transfer it to someone else. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when Jesus
yeah.
came and they seen Jesus, it, when the Bible said, "Who are thou?" It was it, knowing that it was mm-hmm. the Lord. And can you imagine? Have you ever been around godly people and said, "Who is you?" You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, and folks look at
yeah.
you because you just said something on a spiritual level that they probably can't understand. And they'll say, "Who is you?" And you might say, "Well, let's
yeah.
pray about it." You know what I'm talking about? Let's pray about it. I want to know the Lord when He's in my presence. I want to know the Lord when He's there. I don't want that to be foreign to me. Can I say it again? Do you want that to be foreign to you? No, we want that to be
mm-hmm.
known to us that He's in the presence. You know, ain't no time they said it's devil in the details, but I want God to be in my details. Help me, Holy Spirit. I don't want to give the devil this credit, because we get the devil too much credit. And some storms and some trial, God just allowed it to happen to what? Some of us, the better of us. Some of us to get the understanding, to get on the right ship. Some of us to know that they come out of sin to Him. He called a lot of them not into the pulpit, but come out of sin. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Look what He did there, brother. Jesus then come and taking the bread and give it them, and it was there, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed Himself to His disciples after that He was risen from the dead, and they just not know who He was, my brothers. You hear what I'm saying? They didn't know who He was, but now they know. Look what I'm saying. He didn't pay three times to them after this resurrection. He had risen from the dead, and they didn't know who He was. I'm telling you, at this time, because where we was and where we are today, we know, preferably that you know when Jesus is in the midst of you. You preferably that you know when God has really came into the service, because you can feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Somebody say, what you
yeah.
talking about? See, the anointing Holy Spirit, Reverend Henry, ain't all just a tinkling slam. It don't make you also just take off running. You know what the Holy Spirit does
right.
sometimes, Brother Henry? Brother Henry, it convicts us to hear God's word. And somebody been around
That's
the word
it.
Long enough, it ain't called for you to make a rebuttal. It calls for you to repent. In the name of Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost, when
mm-hmm.
I say this. It calls you to want to repent. Oh, let me do it one more time, Brother Randy, just for myself. It calls you to want to repent. People think that the, because, watch this here now, and then it's a gift, because you speak in tongues. That's a gift. But that ain't the true thing about what God said. He said, you can do that, but it's not more than someone that's speaking the word of God. See, when you're proper, when you're speaking in tongues, watch this, Holy Ghost. When you're speaking in tongues, that is a communication between you and God.
Right.
It don't make you no better, and the person don't know how to speak no tongue. That is a communication between you and God, and it is a gift. Help me, Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit. But then the Bible says, if there ain't no one, I don't know why I'm here, though, but if there ain't nobody there to interpret, you really out of order. Help
Come on,
me,
man.
Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You really out of order. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a communication between who, Reverend Henry? You. Thank God.
You in the law?
Oh, look, he didn't make me do something. You know, God wants order in His church. He don't want you to have the people misunderstanding what you are doing. So what I'm saying is, when He does it, He gonna make a room, Brother Randy, that there's somebody to interpret what you just said, Brother Randy. He ain't going to let
right.
you just blare out something and nobody ain't gonna understand it, because you might have somebody there that's unlearned. Help me, Holy Spirit. And then unlearn what you just said. You didn't mess up the whole church, because you didn't blur out and made a different sound and tune. And let me tell you something. I'm not saying you can't do it, but the Bible says you need to have someone there to interpret it. I'm going to might as well say
yes,
this
sir.
Again. Because
yeah.
it's on who you edified. Because it's a communication between you and God. So why I'm saying this here, brother, how did I drift way over there? Nothing but the Holy Ghost did that move just then, because my mind was on something totally different. But I'm going to tell you that, let the Spirit of the Lord what are you doing? Let the Spirit of the Lord have freedom and liberty in your life. Not saying you're bound down not to do nothing, but I'm saying everything in God is done in decent and order. He's not a disorder God. When people blurt out, oh, help me, Jose, look what I meant, man. When people blurt out and they run out and say things, and you can tell a child of God, Brother Nutty, when the man teaches, and you can tell when the man ain't teaching out the book. You can tell the woman is not teaching out the book because you've been reading. When you've been reading, God helps you to know, discern what it is. What do I mean about that? Now, I'm going to get in my lesson in a minute. What I mean about that he said you need to study.
Yeah.
To show yourself approved unto God. A workman should not be ashamed, but rightly divide the word and truth. hey, you know what I'm talking about? And truth. And sometimes the truth hurts. Help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, Brother Randy, sometimes the truth hurts. But I'm telling you something, but it hurts to help. Have you been there? When last time you been there? When you know God and allow somebody to talk to you and minister to you, and then he told you not to say something, he straightened you out through the word of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. He is an orderly God. You cannot operate under God's Holy Spirit disorderly, because when you do that, you're not even transferred to self. Oh, he got me here, Reverend Henry. I can't leave, Reverend Henry. I'm really supposed to be somewhere else. But you cannot operate under God with self-motive. It has to be with the Holy Spirit. And I can tell you, anybody that's really done spoke and got a message together, or what they call it, call themselves trying to get one together, God can change it. Help me, Holy
Spirit. That's right. Yes, sir.
God can change it. See, you have to follow the Spirit of God. So what I'm saying, if you do speak in tongues, best to believe me, please, when you do this, pray for that somebody can explain that, what you just blurted out, because it's not of God if it's no one there to interpret it. I'm going to say it till I go home, but it's in the book. Someone that needs to interpret it, brother. And let me give you this here while I'm in the book. That God loves us so much, he's not going to let you look like no fool. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's not going to let you look like no fool, because he really believes that if you stand under the power of the Holy Spirit, he's going to give you some clarification there. Lord, help me speak this. Let me move this here. Let me go over here, Lord. You know why you say that? Because you got reverence of the Holy Spirit. You don't want to operate without God. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes in the church, we get so emotional and we do things because we hear others do it. Help me, Holy Spirit. You best believe you don't want nobody to build your fire. You better believe you want God to have that on fire. Like he called the disciples over and he had the fire already ready. And he told them to lay the fish there and he got the bread there. He already built the fire and the people still didn't know who he was. And it was the third time they seen him. Help me, Spirit. After that, and let me tell you something. I'm gonna say this and be done. I don't never want to be nowhere. I can't feel God in the house of God, especially in the house of God. I do not, Brother Ben, I want to be able to feel His presence. You know what I'm talking about? I want to be able to feel His presence so much it caused me to look up to the heavens with all my help coming by. And you know what, Brother Randy and Reverend Henry, when you really walk with God, you don't need no help. You know why? He said, "I'll be for you." If I be for you, I'll be more than the world against you. Sometimes you have to learn to speak alone because the Holy Spirit is moving with you, right? Now, what I say to you, why I lay it all the way right there, look at this next verse, and I'm going to be out of here after these last few verses. I'm going to ask you a question before I get in here, Brother Randy. You ain't got to ask me now. But Reverend Henry, since you kind of corresponding right now, do you love me?
All right.
Hey, brother, do you love me?
All right, man.
Can I ask that again? Do you love me? You know what I'm talking about? Remember, I always say, I love you. You can't do nothing about it. Look what the scripture says. So when they have died, that's what he said. Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? I'm in the book, right? I'm still in the book, right? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my lambs.
All right.
Some of us might be a little different. But the King James says, feed my lamb. Some book might say sheep.
Feed my lamb.
You know, but this book says, feed my lamb. You know what I'm talking about? And I don't know about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awesome thing. If you've been called by God, God gave you something to say to the people. But he had to prepare
you,
he had to prepare people. He had to prepare Reverend Henry. He had to prepare all my
mm-hmm.
brothers who were standing and trying to preach that uncompromising God. He needs to know
mm-hmm.
that you love him. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to go somewhere. The reason why I say that, Reverend Henry, can you hold your finger right there right quick? Since it's just me and you on the phone. Can you hold your finger right there? Because I know you,
yes,
you're just like me. You love the word. So let's get some help with
Thank
this. Let's get some help.
Come on now.
Let's go to Jeremiah. Let's go to Jeremiah right quick, just for the sake of understanding. Let's go to Jeremiah.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to skip down a little bit. We're going to go to Jeremiah 3 and 12. Let's run in the word. Hey, Brother Randy, I know you might be tired, but look right here. I'm going to take a scripture journey right quick, and I'm going to be right back. You just stay right there for a minute. Jeremiah 3 and 12. Help me, Holy Spirit. Go
mm-hmm.
and proclaim these words. Look what it says, towards the north, and say, return. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thou black silent, Israel, said the Lord, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful. That's what he said the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. That's in the book now.
All
Jeremiah
right.
3 and 12. Look, he said, only acknowledge the iniquity that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and has scattered thy way to the strangers under the green tree. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And you have not obeyed my voice, and said the Lord. I'm in the book now. Turn,
mm-hmm.
oh, backsliders. That's what he said. Oh, backsliders.
Yeah.
Turn, said the Lord. For I am married. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, unto you. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
I'm hoping to start running around this over. Let me read it again, because I think I'm just talking to myself. Turn, oh, backsliders. You children, the
Thank
Lord,
you,
but I am married unto you, and I will take
yes.
one of the city and two of your family, and I will bring you to
mm-hmm.
Zion. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to go somewhere now.
Yeah.
He said, I'm proclaiming something now. He said, oh, you backsliders. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to go back over here in John for a minute, but let me, before I go back to John, can I read this next scripture? And I will give you. Yeah. People don't like to hear this, Reverend Henry,
mm-hmm.
because they don't follow leadership. That's why
mm-hmm.
don't follow leadership. So they don't want to hear this, but it's in the book. He said, I will give you what?
Thank you, Jesus.
Pastors. According to
yes,
my heart, which shall feed you knowledge and understanding. Only reason people don't want to hear this because they want to be their own boss. They want to be their own man. The Bible said, I will give you pastors of my own heart. Now, when that pastor don't leave with God's heart, yeah, you pray for that pastor. And if
mm-hmm.
he ain't getting it to you, like God said, you know, the Bible said, we can't move. That's
mm-hmm.
all you see, you keep on going. But I'm going to tell you something. If he's a pastor after God's own heart, he shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass when the multitude increase in the land. In those days, look what he said the Lord, they shall say no more the Ark of the Covenant, Brother Randy, and the Lord, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, nor shall they visit it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm
mm-hmm.
in the book, y'all. Neither shall there be done anymore. Can I go somewhere with this here? And at that time
mm-hmm.
shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it in time, look at this, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of evil hearts. I'm going to leave that alone.
Mm-hmm.
I went there because Peter early denied God. Jesus told him, you're going to deny me three times for the rooster crow. And now he's presenting to him again. But look what here. He had to prepare Brother Peter because he had to get his heart right. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, help me, Holy Spirit. What I'm saying about this here, he said, let me back up again. Back over here, Brother Randall, because I know you're still over here. I'm still over here in John 21:15. Look what it says. So when they have denied, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto me, feed my lamb. Hey, Brother Randy, and Brother Randy, Reverend Henry, do you love me?
Praise the Lord.
Let me go.
That's
let me
right.
keep on going. And he said unto him again, a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him again, Brother Randy, feed my sheep. But I told you a while ago, in Jeremiah, he said, I will give you pastors after my own heart. So he had to prepare this man's heart. Any pastor, if someone is leading God's people, has to lead with the heart of God. He can't look at it like, see, another man don't tell you this, they're going to tell you that. But that pastor got to listen to God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Whenever the pastor starts listening to the membership and leading the church, he's messing up. He has to be in tune with God. And God speaks to him so he can speak to the people. So when somebody says, well, I should be able to go to my pastor, that's right, you should have. But you can't tell your pastor nothing, God, and can't give it to him. You pray for your pastor. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That didn't work for you. The book said, touch not my anointing. Hey, and do my prophet no harm. I know him in the book.
No harm.
You see, because sometimes people want to take stuff out of the book and put what they want to. You can't be aggressive to the man of God in the pulpit. You pray for him. Now, if you don't like his leadership, you don't get you. That I've been learning. It's a church for everybody. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me get in the book, man. Let me back up to 16. And he said to him again, a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my sheep. Watch this, Brother Randy, since you ain't said that in a couple of minutes. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Three times now. Now look, Reverend Henry, look what he did, Brother Henry. Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Come on, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, you can hide something from God. Thou knowest all things, and thou knowest I love thee. And Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Oh, look how it transitioned. It went from lamb to sheep. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, he had to prepare his heart. But I love how God does. God forgives. Man don't. Jesus knew he wasn't going to be able to say what he said and study on him. He knew he was going to deny him. He knew it. That's what he told him. He knew about us right now. He knew the listeners right now, what they're going to do, what they're thinking about right now, what they're saying in their mind. He said, because Peter said, you know all things. We cannot hide from God. We cannot hide from God. I love this boy. You know why I know we can't hide from God? Because he's there, and he's willing, and he's opened his heart up to us so we can come on in. Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Have you ever took time out? Have you ever took time out and asked, Lord, what you want me to do for you?
Right.
Send me, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Lord, I would do anything, and then you didn't do it. Help me, Holy Spirit. And then with God, he may allow that you to come back. He allowed you to come back, my brother. He allowed you to come back and be with him. Don't you know that's an awesome thing? That God, he ain't like man. Man won't forgive you. Man still holds on stuff from 52, 42, 62, 72, 82, 92, 2002. They still holding on stuff that God has forgave you for. And then I learned yesterday, Reverend Henry, I learned this yesterday, Reverend. You don't want God to remember your iniquity. Oh, help me.
All right.
He don't want you to bring up your wickedness. Some people are glorified in their wickedness and their iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants us to quit bringing that stuff up. All you do, man, I remember when you used to do that, man, I've been changed, Doc. I don't go that no more. I don't even think like that no more. Man, you can't be like that. Man, you can't keep that old. No, brother, I'm telling you, brother, I feel a little different about that now. Matter of fact, I'm embarrassed of some of the things I've done in my life. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not proud of the things I've done in my life. You know what I'm talking about? That's why if it's a time for witnesses, it had to be the right setting for me to even present some of the things I've done in my life. So watch this here. Why I say that. He said, brother, I say unto thee, Watch this, brother. You still that rep?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. When thou
yes,
was young, thou journeyest thyself and walkest thou whether thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, help me, Holy Spirit, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee and carry thee where thou wouldest not. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, when we learned the other day when I was young, help me, Holy Spirit. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? When I was young, I did what? I spoke as a child. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all been there? When last time y'all been there, Spirit?
Oh, yeah.
When last time you been over there, Reverend? When I was a child.
Yes, sir.
What I do, Reverend, I spoke as a child. That's what the book said.
Yes, sir.
And I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. There's going to be some times that we're going to get feeble in these old bodies. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how much you jog. I don't care how much oatmeal you eat and peanut butter. It's going to come a time you're going to need some help. Help me, Holy Spirit. And then you're going to need some help of someone. And then preferably you have your kids, you know, that they help you. So do good by them kids, because one of them days, them kids going to have to, you're going to have to use them kids one day to help you, carry you across the street, carry you to your next to your next appointment. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be a time that you're going to have to change from being a young man to an older man. And then this older man, he has to be more wiser. See, the more you get in God, the more you put the word in God, the more wiser you should be. It should be all that foolishness coming out of you. You know what I'm talking about? Can I say it again, Reverend Henry? It should be all that foolishness coming out of you. When they come to
That's
you,
right.
People don't look at you as an elder of age, my brother. They look at you because you're an elder in the word of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. There's a difference.
Yeah.
There's an elder in age, and there's an elder in the word of God. Paul said, I'm an elder too. I'm one of the brethren, you know. And he said, I'm a least among the apostles, you know, because I was born out of due season. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said, I was the one taking the people to the Romans official and getting them killed. But God knocked me off the beast one day, going under the mark and said, Saul, why hast thou persecuted me? Why hast thou persecuted? Well, he said, pricked against the what? The prick? And I don't know about you, boy. Have you ever been in the light? My brother was in the light for 3 days. You know, since God had to change that darkness, and he had to give. I don't know if somebody had a kid. They had them summer lambs. They had all these. And you know, where I'm from, you know, they use this ultrasound. You know, they put a little jet on. They trying to tell you what's wrong with the baby and see what the baby is. Is he gonna be a boy and girl? You know, but the boy, God is the best. He can search your heart. He can search your inner part. And know what he can do? He can change you. See, that might didn't work, Reverend Henry. Let me go somewhere for a minute, Reverend Henry. That sure might didn't work. Can y'all hold your friend? Brother Randy, stay right there, Brother Randy, because you ain't said nothing about a couple of hours. Because you ain't said nothing, I'm going to read this here. let me read this here. I'm over here in the hood. What did it say? Psalm 51, if y'all don't mind. I ain't gonna go. I'm almost through Psalm 51 because I need to help myself with this. Yeah, I need to help myself with this. I ain't gonna read all of it, man. I'm just gonna read this one little verse. Look what it says, Psalm 51:10. He said, "Create in me a clean heart, oh God."
That's it, Lord. That's it, Lord.
Did you hear me? He said, "Create a new heart." Created me a renewed spirit within me. He said, "Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy patience. Uphold me with thy free spirit." Help me.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why that Peter, can you imagine how Peter was feeling? And now God is welcoming him back in and told him, "Not go feed my sheep." That's how it is. Man would hold you to sin, but God won't.
Yeah.
If you go and repent. If you like, ask God, and I remember watch this when I say repent. When I mean repenting, this is me. You don't have to do. You don't have to believe me. What you do is keep studying. Repent is not a 360. Repent is a 180 degrees from where you live. And ask God. Now, once you did that 180, ask God to put something in that void there, because now you've been delivered, right? and you asking God to come in to help what you were weak in. Maybe it might be lying. Maybe it might be busy, but I can't call you while taking the news to somebody else. Maybe it might be that. Maybe you be a teller bearer. You're a liar. You go around telling everything. You know what I'm talking about? False teller. Maybe God. It ain't always whoremongers. Hey, help me, Holy Spirit. It ain't almost adulterers. You know what I'm talking about? We can point them sayings out. It ain't almost the ultimate lifestyle, if I can put it like that. It ain't always that.
We
skip over the liars. You know what I'm talking about? We skip over the ones that if you tell them something, they'll tell somebody something totally different. We skip over that. Don't you know you need to be delivered? God wants us to be delivered for doing these things. That's why I said that you can take it to the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. And God will cleanse you. That's why David was saying over here, he said, and I'm going to read it one more time just for the sake of understanding. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, look, again, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. It's a wrong spirit
right
now.
Spirit.
He said, but the right spirit within me. He said, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. He said, restore unto me the joy. Help me, Holy Spirit, thy salvation up on me with thy
blood.
You know why he did that? No, he had made a bad choice. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Let me say this here. At that time, the men go out and fight. Help me, Holy Spirit. And they go out, and the women know they go at a point in time when they go out and fight. And then she didn't know the old king was over there. You know what I'm talking about? She was taking a bath. My name is Bathsheba. Can I tell the story? She was taking a bath and then doing her own thing, and he saw her from a distance, and he lusted behind her. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And then what he did, he went into her and he lay down with her and had sex with her. And the scripture said that she became pregnant. Her husband, you know, we'll call it right today a four-star general. You don't never put the four-star general on the front line, Brother Randy. But he tried to do something before that. He said, get him drunk and let him lay down with his wife. So he'll know that's his baby. But that didn't work because he was so drunk he went to sleep. Hey, man, help me, Holy Spirit. That didn't work. He said, let me tell you something. What we're going to do, we're going to put him on the front line. I'm almost in the book, y'all. I'm almost in the book. And he said, he told the Reverend, he said, you just listening to me, Reverend. He told him, well, let's do something. When you go back out there, you put him on the front line. And you know what happened when you put him on the front line. He died.
Mm-hmm.
See what happened? God did to him. God punished him. He took his son from him and killed him because he said he was going to kill him. And then also what David did, he ran in repentance. That's when his Psalm 51 came up. He ran into repentance. What you got to do for God to make you repent? What God got to take out your life for God to allow him to repent? You don't want to get to this worst of the point that God takes something out your life and to repent. But if he does, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, because he can do it. If he does, trust me, the same God give it, the same God take it. The same God give it, the same God. A lot of people cannot accept the saying there because they're so wrapped up into the physical part to it. But when you come out to the spiritual part, then you can be like Job said, the same God give it and the same God take it. He said, Nick, I come in and Nick, I leave. Never question God. But all what you can do is say what? Lord, give me strength. Have you ever asked God for strength when you're the messed up, brother? You know you're the messed up. Lord, give me strength. Because I know correction is coming. You know, some of them correction and rebuke coming from God is the better of us from down the line. But some of them boys will be so painful. Somebody says, what kind of rebuke you been through? You know what kind of rebuke I've been through? When he took some out of my life and I couldn't stop it. You know what I'm talking about? And I knew what it was. I didn't say it was the devil or nothing. I knew what it was, and I repented, and God received my repentance. Now, man still probably remember, but I don't because I gave it to the Lord. Anytime man bring up my sin, you know what I told him? God forgave me. So you need to get in line with him. If you've been around the world, you need to get in line with him. Everybody's not saved, I understand. But I do know one thing about it. Reverend Henry, do you love me?
Right. Yes,
you love me.
Come on now.
We'll feed my sheep. That's what he told me. We'll feed my sheep. You know what, really? I'm probably wrapped up and tied up on the love right now because I really believe to know that we need to know this here. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him should have what? Should not pass but have everlasting life.
Everlasting.
I don't know about you. The eternal life for me is with God is a blessing because I don't need nobody to help me with this one because I got to have it on my own. I got to believe that he died and rose. I got to believe when Calvary was real in my life. I got to believe that he went to Calvary for a reason because to draw all men unto him because they lift him up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Then he just didn't stay up there. They thought they was humiliated. They put him in his old tomb for 3 days, and he rose one day with all power went in his hand. That's why he wants us to preach it in season. And I said, that's why he wants to teach it in season. I said, but I want to do this. This will be my last scripture, sister, but I promise you this. This is my last scripture, and I'm through. I got to go here. I got to go here, brother. I got to go to Matthew 28. I have to do this.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I had to bag up and get some understanding when he gave it to me. Because everybody knows the word. But let me read it like this. He says in 28:18, I'm just going to start there. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth.
In heaven.
This is what the church is supposed to do. He said, go ye therefore. Teach all nations. Because that's what he told them. He said that's when he's coming back. Until he reached all nations, this is when he's coming back the second time. He said baptize them. Here we are saying baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. This is in red. He said teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And the book said, amen. Let me say it again. And the book said, amen. This is the principle and the precept God gave us to teach. This is what he wants to do. That's why we try our best to let you know. Now, somebody said, well, man, when I was young, help me, Holy Spirit. They made me baptized. I didn't know why I was getting baptized. Huh? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Now you ain't... Now you're old enough to understand what baptism is. It's about the death and the burial of the resurrection. That's what it's about. That's what it is. When you go in the water, you submerge and emerge out of the water. And it's a symbol of the same thing that Jesus died and went in the tomb.
That's it.
And rose. It's the same thing. And he said we should be walking. I said, I ain't going to go there. I'm going to go to my word. And we said, it's in Romans, y'all. And we said, the Bible said that we should walk in the new man. Old things should be gone now. Yes, sir.
Come on now.
I'm not saying you're not
going
to be there. I did say that. But I'm telling you that old man should die. Paul said we should renew that man daily, brothers. We should renew it daily. That means we should take it to God daily. I don't care how many scriptures you know, you got to ask God to help you in this day. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, but this day that he give you present. As long as I travel this way, Lord, bless my children. Some going to school now. Some got to get around people. They don't even know if they have a coronavirus or not in their house, and they make it pass on to your kids. Some might not have to go. They've been forced in. They don't have to go. Some go to work like we do. Some of us have to go to work, and we have to be mindful of people around. You know that we wash our hands, that we cover our face. You know these things are real, man. I ain't gonna say it's a bad call because I believe in healing. Can I say it like that, Reverend Henry?
I got
a call from the church yesterday that I said, my cousin too, because my wife's cousin is my cousin too. Can I say that?
So
she called us.
There you go.
And said, because we ain't heard for a few days. And she said, man, they was almost dying, man. That corona's real, man. Man, she couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Once it get in you, man, once that corona takes over you, a lot of people are not the same anymore. You know, she said, she said, it's serious. She said, Eric, it's serious. You know, and to infect your home, or where you're around.
All right.
Like death. Death don't affect people. We've been on these platforms, they call it, these spiritual lines that we call it. And everybody says, well, somebody that passed, and we pray for them. But sometimes you don't hear from people until someone that died or somebody going through something. No one want to call in and say how good he is before then. You know what I'm talking about? And merciful as God is, he let them come on in. And that's what we do to rely on the Spirit to help us to intercede with them. But try God before that. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, death is on every hand. See, that she thought that her and her sister, you know, my cousin, my wife's cousin, thought they were going to die. It was that bad. They couldn't breathe. It took their lungs. And, you know, now they got to be on a breathing machine. I don't know how long, you know what I'm talking about. You know, they didn't have to have all that at first. You know what I'm talking about? We got things right now that God gave us. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. Please don't take it for granted. I know you feel pretty good. You can jog 50 miles. Don't take it for granted. Don't you know God can take that breath right now?
Yes,
oh, help me. He can. You laugh at people's imperfection. We've been taught, Reverend Henry, you know what I'm talking about. People say, oh, you got a donkey head. Don't you know God is looking at that? You sound wrong now. No, I'm telling you, man, God created that child. Why would you talk about him like that? You know, who is you to sit there and talk about somebody? Because they ride in a wheelchair. Or because they got you know, the little lines in their arm. They're on a dialysis machine. You know, I hear people say some of the stupidest things on these back lines, even on the front line. Don't you know you got to answer that if you don't repent?
That's right.
But you know, you want to answer that. I didn't got to the point in my life, I don't be with foolishness no more, man. I really believe life is getting so short that we don't mess around, be on one of these old phones, or be in some conversation, and he going to snatch us. The Bible says, I ain't going to go to you, I'm just going to give what I read out of it. The Bible says it was two men in the field, and he took one.
Come on.
Two ladies in the meal, and he took one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Not saying this or not. Watch this. I don't want you to get this twisted. But the one he left still got access. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The tribulation is coming. You know what I mean? They sleeping stuff in through microchips. They sleep. You go to some job, you got to wave your hand to get in the door. You know what I mean? You got some places. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You got your phone. And they see you texting all the time, you social media all the time. Sometimes they put the words in there for you and type it. So they know your mind now, programmed now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now you don't watch it. Now, don't get me twisted now. Now, people say that might be a form of that beast. It can be, but I'm going to tell you something. Until you deny God, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it's coming. When they tell me you got to have a card to buy. Yeah, remember the time we used to have all our dollar bills in the pocket. Now we got credit cards and we got debit cards. Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really the story, because he said you want to deny him. Once you deny Christ, hold him up. Remember that movie Left Behind? Deny Christ, you're going to say, nah, I believe. I really believe what the scripture said. You want to deny him, but not be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have to believe that he died and rose. The Bible said the dead in Christ will rise first, then the ones remaining living will come up and meet him in the air. I don't know about you, but I be in my grave. I can tell you, so is my name, Jerry. No one can never take this from me. I know I'm going to heaven. I'm not letting nobody take my joy. I know I'm good. You might not like my teaching, I'm a preacher, but that ain't going to stop me from saying I don't love the Lord. And I believe in the death and the burial and resurrection. And I will preach and teach until he tell me to say stop. And I don't think he's going to tell me to stop till he sees my face. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And call me home. Because I'm going home. You better get on board. You say, oh, he's talking to me. You better get on board. I'm speaking for my salvation. I'm going home. And it won't be because you ain't the one that I'm traveling for that. Because I knew I'm not going to be in this old body forever. I know I'm not. I'm just a good man. He can take me right now. I feel good about it.
That's right.
only thing I feel bad about, because I got to leave my loved ones, my wife, my kids, my grandkids. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm telling you something about this here. But if he called me, I can't do nothing about that. He got it. It's in his hand. He got my mother in his hand.
Yeah.
He got my father in his hand. He got my 97-year-old grandfather in his hand. when he went on. You understand me? I know God is real.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to tell me. So you got to have your own personal relationship with him, your own testimony. Do you have a testimony?
Yeah.
Can you ask somebody questions? Do you love me? That's what he told me. Do you love me? Well, feed my lamb. Then he kept on saying, feed my sheep. Peter got so greedy and mad. And he said, Lord, you know all things. Why you keep asking me the same thing? Why you keep repeating the same thing? Because God wants to make sure it's in the heart of man before he leaves his church. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, Brother Reverend Henry, I probably went too long, but I wanted you to know that, and you know, I know you know this here. You know, you preached a 5 sermon yesterday. I do know you know that God is able. You know,
amen. Praise the Lord.
But he just said, can you give me a little verse of that? Can you give me a little verse of that, brother? Can you give me? Can you do me like that, man? Can you bless my heart with that, brother? God is able to do.
Yeah. Exceedingly. Abundantly. Exceedingly. Abundantly above all. All that we could ask or seek. According to the power that works in you, God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. Thank you, Jesus. He's able. That's it. Thank you, Jesus.
My God, you know, we all to say, thank you, Reverend. We always say that, you know, the doors of the church been open over 2,000 years. We pray that you get a closer walk with God. If you already have a closer walk, if you want to rededicate your life, you can do it. You don't have to do it on this platform, but I ask you to do it quickly. And when you do it, don't worry about your strength right then, because I know a God who's able to strengthen you.
Hallelujah.
All you got to do is ask for the strength. You know, ask for whatever you weak in. He will supply. I dare you, triple dare you, to say, Lord, I want to change. The only way I can change, right, Lord, if you come in my life. I dare you and triple dare you to open your mind right now and say, Lord, I believe, I confess out of my mouth that you've risen your son from the grave. And I believe in my heart that you've done this. You don't have to know every scripture. You can say it. And I'm telling you, that's all it's about, belief. Don't let nobody twist you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about, belief. They got do's and don'ts. But trust me, do's and don'ts ain't going to get you to heaven. You know what's going to get you to heaven? Belief. Don't never get that
belief.
Twist. You have to believe. Man on the cross. Three men on the cross, one on the right, one on the left. Man asked one man in the middle, said, you be the son of man, you be the king, come down, for you hear all of them saying, save you and ourselves. And the other man told him, Reverend, he said, man, you speaking foolish. He said, man, we deserve our punishment. This man don't deserve his punishment. And I think about how God does that. Look how God does that. He does it in a way that no one knows the history of the other man. They call him a malefactor back then, and a malefactor is a evil person, right? The one committed sin, like maybe murder, adultery, and all these things. They hung them on the cross. But what he did, he said, "This day." But I'm telling you, what did it? His belief. This day, and then the way you can find
it,
he baptized. The way you can find he served the Lord. He had to be a wicked man to be on the cross, because that's what they did back then. They hung him and stung him and nailed him to the cross. That's the worst crucifixion you can be under. But God did. And Jesus, through Jesus' humbleness, till this day, he told him that. He told him to remember. He said, but this day, you will be with me in paradise. I'm telling you, it's going to take belief. And see, the belief turned to what? Discipline. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In his righteousness. You know, we ain't never tell you to live in sin and serve God. Because if you really love God, you won't live in it. It'll convict you to try to do his will. I know right about it. You know, Brother Nett, you sent me something just then. You able to come on?
I had a little noise here, and I was sending you the word to read it for me.
And, okay.
It was come from 1 John 1:7.
You said 1 John?
Hold on. 1 John.
John.
Chapter 1:7. I'm going to read it right quick, but I had a bunch of noise. Let me get back to it. It said, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have to fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, shall cleanse us from all sin. And that's what I got, because I was busy, but I got the inspiration word. And it said, it is not enough merely to be aware of the light of God's truth. It is not sufficient to simply acknowledge it as a light indeed. If we would hold sweet communion with our Heavenly Father, we must also walk in the light. His word is the light that enlightens our path, that the lamp of our feet. And it says Psalms 119:105. I think that's what it's saying there. It said when we believe, we and believers learn to walk in accordance with God's word, they have deeper fellowship with both God and one another. And the sin that could threaten to destroy that fellowship is confessed, is covered in the blood, and no longer a barrier between us and God. Hello?
There's a lot.
You right there?
Yes, sir.
Let me see how I feel. Like I'm by myself. No. Hello? I guess they listen. That's why I said, okay, keep on going.
That was it. That was the end of it. It said, the last little bit said, and the sin that could threaten to destroy the fellowship, if confessed, is covered in the blood and no longer is a barrier between us and God. It's right there when you say when you confess your sin and ask for repentance, you restore you. And if you mean it and it's from the heart, you're covered by the blood. That's what it means right there.
That's it. You're still on it, boy. You're on it.
Yes, sir. That's what I had for today.
Well, you know, I don't make the final decision, but to me, you own it, brother.
Amen.
You own it. Well, you own it.
There
you go. Really, truly is on it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
it. That's the message there, bro. Again, you know, thank God for that scripture. You know, thank God. Now you know how I feel. Is anybody there?
All right.
but let me tell you something. Yeah, we are, brother. Man, we are. But let me tell you it's always a pleasure to get in God's word. Let's start your day off in God's word. We often ask if we try to come on and do this, you know, it's not one person dying, you know, but we also ask if you have a testimony, you know, and we ask, you know, be reminded we're all on here. Some of us at work, you know, but we ask always every day, let it be done with decent noise, you know. And we ask, it's open at this time. If you want to testify or you want to pray, you know, I just want to wave your hand. Say, I'm glad I was on, you know. It's at this time.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is hit the one button.
Thank you, Lord.
Watch this. That's going once. Going twice. Going three times. We extended the offering. We thank God for everyone who came out. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. We ask that you keep us in prayer, you know, that we try to do this Monday through Friday, you know, and let God's will be done. You know, we don't force nobody to do nothing. But, you know, we just put it out there and we walk away. You know, thank God for the Holy Spirit, brothers. Thank you for the opportunity to present God's word, man. Thank God. Keep me in your prayers, you know, that we always keep God first, you know. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your spirit that already dwelt in this place. Thank you for your peace, Lord. Thank you for all the words that went up, Lord. Lord, even one didn't even open the mic to want to say something, Lord. Thank you. The story that we got, how they want to do it. Lord, we just ask you to touch the people's heart, Lord, in this day, Lord, to be with them, Lord. Watch over them, Lord. And we carry through this time we call life, Lord. Lord, bless us
yes.
As we see another day, Lord, that you gave, Lord. And, Lord, if anything was said, was misunderstood, Lord, what's plain, right, Lord? We ask you, Father God, let your Holy Spirit touch their heart, Lord, to receive what just was said, Lord. And if it was misunderstood,
yeah.
Lord, we ask you to clear it up, Lord, to make them understand that you are the one who guided this whole platform, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Ghost. We thank you for all the ones that took time out. I just want to come by and just hear the word of God, Lord, this fellowship, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you for how you blessed Brother Nutty, Lord, with the word. He's bolder to come out and say what thus said for the Lord, Lord. We just thank you,
thank you
for the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit that we don't have to walk in darkness. It's by our choice if we want to do that. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to bless us in this day, Lord. Bless our loved ones, either ones we do know and we don't know, and if they got any kind of sickness there, Lord, whether due to this COVID-19, coronavirus, whatever name they want to put with it, Lord, we just ask you to bless in that way, Lord. Lord, because we know you're a healer, Lord. We know you can make people whole again. So we come with a special prayer, Lord, for them as well, Lord. Ask you, Father God, if anyone have a headache, Lord, if anybody have a shortness of breath, Lord, or anything under their life that is causing them to need either over the counter medicine or be prescribed by a doctor. Lord, let them not just be the medicine they have faith in, but you, Lord, that you can bless in all the medicine they take, Lord. We don't want you to have them have medicine just to comfort them through, but we want a healing in that medicine, Lord, if it's in that, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to bless in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us mentally too, Lord. If it's a mentally thing that we go through, Lord, there's something we just can't handle in this old mind, Lord. We ask you to come in our heart, Lord. Lord, we ask you to touch every amount of things in our heart that we know that we give it to you, Lord. Everything will be all right, Lord. Cover our prayer, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Cover our prayer, Lord. You hear the prayers of your saints, Lord. Be with us, Lord, as we stand in the need of a blessing, Lord. We ask you to release your power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Cover us this day, Lord. This day, Lord. We ask you all this in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. So we believe in your word, Lord. We believe in your word, Lord. We believe in your word. In Jesus'
yes,
name, we pray. Amen.
I've been through enough to know that when it's all over, I'll still be standing. I don't care what you're going through today. That's all you need to ask God to do for you. I don't care what the doctor says. All you need is just one. You just need God to touch you. I know I'm not much.
Touch me.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Touch me.
Sometimes I feel,
Lord,
so unworthy.
Touch me.
never be very much.
I'll never be very much. Oh, no.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Until the hand of Jesus comes and reach out and touch me. You see, I looked at my hands.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want you to know my hands look new.
Yes, it did.
I looked down at my feet.
Looked at my feet.
And they did too.
They did too.
Here's what I got. I've been praying.
I've been praying.
I've been praying.
Praying.
I've been praying.
Praying.
I kept on praying. Oh, yes, I did. You know I kept on praying. Yeah, Lord. And just a few days ago,
just a few days ago,
touch me. I was lost in despair.
Lord, touch.
I needed a touch
Jesus.
Of the Lord.
Touch me.
I looked all around me.
I looked all around me.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Touch me.
But no hope for me.
No hope for me.
Could be found.
Could be found.
And here's what I've done. I've been praying.
Praying.
I've been praying.
Praying.
I've been praying.
Praying.
I've been praying.
Yes,
I'm praying. I'm praying.
Praying.
I'm praying. I'm praying. I've been praying. Yes, I have.
Touch me.
I can talk right.
Touch me.
If you touch me,
if you touch me.
I'll live.